On my mind, I'm excited. So if I'm excited, I'm not one to hold back. So let's just go to the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you for your Spirit, God, and the Word of Truth that has apprehended everyone that hears it, and Lord, even those that can't hear yet, but are going to, because Father, you're faithful. Your word endureth forever. And Father, it's about you being lifted up in our lives, through our lives, Lord, into the eternal life. Have your way, God. Bless all those that have ears to hear and awaken us all in Jesus' name. Amen. I already told Margaret the title of this is Be Still. Now, what did Oscar say? We believe in the body ministry. Yep. And then we proclaim a lot of times, first the natural and then the spirit. And the first thing I wrote down is, when did you hear God's voice the very first time? And I want to tell you, a lot of you are out there thinking right now that you heard it for the first time when you got saved. But I challenge you today to put that to aside just for a second. Because I believe, I can't speak for all of you, I heard it for the first time out of my mother. And this is what I heard. Be still. That was God speaking. You know, Oscar teaches a lot about be. When God said be, then it was. Well, when Emma said be, and she said still, she meant it. And then when she told my brother to be still, she meant it. And then when she got to the point to where she was tired of it, like she almost said enough, which I'm going to show you in the word, that's what it says, enough, she said in between us. And I want to tell you something. Pat, she had fingernails about that long. And when she started heading toward our eardrum or our ears, we were still. We didn't argue about it. It wasn't up for vote. We were still. Now, I want to tell you something. In Psalms 46, verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen and will be exalted in the earth. And in Psalm 47, verse 5, he said, God is gone up with a shout and the Lord will sound of a trumpet. I want to tell you something. We're in the presence of God every day, and I'm excited to know that I know that I know today's a greater day than yesterday. You know, all the things that get you to look back ain't worth looking for, proper English. It's not worth looking for. It's not look, you know what? You can't walk a straight line and look back. You know, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. In order to walk with him, you got to be concentrated on what you're doing. Well, anyway, what I told you I'm going to fulfill. On 46:10, it says, God's voice breaks through as he addresses the nations, the climax. He's saying something here. He said, be still. Here, the Hebrew for this phrase probably means enough. Now, so as soon as I read that, I thought of my mother. Man, when she said, that's it. That was it. So what I'm going to say to you today is I believe the first time you heard God's voice without realizing it was probably through one of your parents. Now, as I grew up, I heard it many times through different teachers. And not just teachers that were at church, Sunday school teachers. But I heard it through teachers that showed compassion and mercy as they taught classes. They were more concerned about looking at you and seeing the growth inside of you come out and blossom forth. I mean, over the years, not mentioning no names, but over the years, I had teachers didn't care if you even smiled or even if you were awake. They didn't care. But in this here assembly, we care. Whether you're awake or asleep, we care that you're not listening to the word. We care. We want you to know that you know that you know. We want you to know the good news is that Jesus is alive and well. You know, I thought about this a lot. A lot of us would want to believe that God has never slept. He's always on the job. He never slept. But Jesus yet said that the things I do because I see the Father do. And there was a scripture that said that he slept on the boat. And I believe God was asleep. I actually do. And when they woke him up, what did he say? He said, you know, what's this all about? When he spoke to the storm. And then he told them, he goes like this, ye of little faith, what's wrong? He's, you know, the things that stir us up today are not worthy to be compared to the eternal glory that God wants to show in us and through us. Now, I thought about this a lot, and I want to tell you this. The things that we have been dependent on has been purchased at Calvary. So we can no longer have independence, but we can have dependence on God, on him personally. Now, if you depend on God for your worth, guess what? You're of great value. You will never come up short. No matter if it's on the job, promotions, or whatever, you will never come up short. You will always reach the pinnacle that he wants you to reach because you're trusting and depending on him for your dependence. You're depending on him. That's an eternal, by the way. That's an eternal purpose. I can't laugh at that. I guess. Okay, challenge. How many times as parents we have had the opportunities to show our children how to be still? I'm stepping on toes now. I didn't write that down, by the way. Oh, don't go there. If you go there, I failed. You know what? God doesn't keep record. And neither do we. Because I want to tell you something. He takes everything we failed and says, it's going to be good. It's going to be, every time somebody gave you an F, he said, it's going to be good. He said, when they made fun of you, it's going to be good. When they say, you know, I mean, I had a teacher one time, basically, he didn't care if you slept in class because he didn't really want to teach you anything. And he taught American history. I better not say no more about that. There's some people in here I went to school with. Anyway, didn't care if you slept. Matter of fact, he drank coffee first bell, pulled the blind so it'd be dark as could be in the room, and I'd say half the kids slept. And that's what's known as the world's success story, him. But I want to tell you something. He doesn't see the hand of God in anything or everything that God wants us to see. You know, when we come to the end of ourselves, Oscar said last week, and I hope all of you heard it. You might not have heard it. He said last week, you know, there's a lot of worldly songs that God talks to you in. And I wrote down a few of my favorites, not all of them, but a few. Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. I don't really care what you think about Michael Jackson. That Man in the Mirror was straight from God. Because he was talking about the man of Christ in you in that mirror. And of course, most of you have heard this one if you've been here with me a while. Staying Alive, the Bee Gees. You got to realize God's got a message in these songs, but you got to have ears to want to tune in to hear them. And parents or grandparents out there, don't judge the world's music so much. Just remember the days of your youth. And that'll probably take care of that. Just saying it like it is. And here's one I wrote down, and I kind of fought with this one, Working My Way Back to You by the Four Seasons. And God says, Working My Way Back to You. He said, that's the trouble with my people. They try to work it so much. When all they got to do is, he could have said it, yielding my way back to you would have been more appropriate. Because as we yield to the Spirit, God comes to us. You know, when you seek him, you know he seeks you. When you knock, that who do you think that door is that opens up to you? You know, none of us does this like a Bewitched show or anything like that. God does it. Well, anyway, I got this song now. All them songs taught me something, but none of them taught me near as much as this one. He touched me. None of them taught me near as much as that song did. Because that's how I'm here today in front of you. With Red out there. He touched me. And you know, and the song goes, and all the joy that filled my soul. I didn't get any of that joy fulfillment in these other songs. Any of them. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've been awake since 4 o'clock this morning. I told you I was excited. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're either going to be, or you're going to be excited. I would love to be excited. I can sleep anytime. Now, I know some of you are not going to like this. You need to get over it. The Holy Spirit is set in our lives to become the expression of Jesus Christ in our lives for the world to have hope. Otherwise, we shouldn't be bearing it. We shouldn't be making an excuse why I don't do this. You know, when we were just in high school, Sherry and Debbie and Debbie and whoever else out there, when we were in high school, we had things that were called pep rallies. And then that's no lie. And they want to give you a W and an O and O, a D, a W, A, R, D. What's it spell? Most of them didn't know how to pronounce it and still don't today. But that's called Woodward pronunciation. But give me a J. Give me an E. Give me an S, U, and S. What's that spell? Jesus. You're terrible. Now, I'm supposed to be getting you up. Now I'm going to have, stand up a minute. Shake a leg and stand up. I want you to give me a J.
J.
Very good. I want you to give me an E.
E.
E. I want you to give me an S.
S.
I want you to give me a U.
U.
I want you to give me an S.
S.
What's it spell?
Jesus.
He can't hear you. What's it called? What is it?
Jesus.
Have a seat. We're just getting started. Oh, my goodness. And can you believe this, Mike? I got something out of the message to go with this. I mean, this is unbelievable. I want to read that same verse in Psalm 46. And I'm probably going to read a little 9, but I'm going to emphasize these words. It says, attention, all, see the marvels of God. I want to tell you, now I can stop right there. This past week, millions of people looked to the sky. Looked to the sky, millions of them. Most of them had to hide their eyes because they couldn't take it, right? Or they had to protect themselves in some way. You know, the heavens declare his glory. You must not know that. The heavens declare his glory. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm failing here. It says, he plants flowers and trees all over the earth. Bands, that means stops. War from pole to pole. Stops them. You know, I'm thinking about ISIS and Afghanistan, and I'm thinking about America, where there's stupid wars going on and decisions that don't mean nothing. But we make them the mountains that they are. We make them the things that we can't overcome. Christ overcame all of them. And he banded the wars from pole to pole. That pole, that's North Pole to South Pole. Everything in between, for our knowledge. Breaks all weapons across his knee. I love that. Breaks all weapons across his knee. We need to see that. Step out of the traffic. Sometimes I don't believe we know where we're at. He says, step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me. Your high God. Okay, save the best for last. Above politics, above everything. You want to get dirty? Stay in the politics. You probably won't get in my house much. Talk about politics. You want to get dirty? Talk about that. Act like that's important. I'm talking about God, the creator of heaven and earth here. I'm talking about the ones that heavens declare his glory. No, where millions of people this week stopped. I read an article in the paper where St. X High School had bought all their students those glasses so they could see it. And then how did they get them out? They did a fire drill just before it. Everybody out, so they could all see it. I want to tell you something. Today, God wants to do a fire drill in you. He wants you to get out. And most of the time, it's get out of the way. I mean, if we be honest, you can't talk to me like that. I can talk to you any way he tells me to talk to you, because all I got to do is answer to him. Now, you think I fear him more than I fear you? The answer is yes, I do. But God is an awesome God who wants to do more than you could ever think or dream in your life. He wants to bring you to a place to where you don't sit there and go like this. Now what do I do about this, God? He goes like this. I brought it your way because you already went through an experience to know what to do. You're supposed to be the encouragement of someone going through a low time. You're supposed to lift them up. I give you the strength. I give you the knowledge. I give you the encouragement. I give you the spirit to do that. When you look around and you see people that are down, it's hard to give somebody a smile when you got a frown in your face. Damon, I asked the Sunday school class when Wade got hurt to think how it was for Wade to think their self. And who did I have in there? I had Holden in there who had broken his foot when baseball season just started. I said, how does it feel to feel that? He said, it feels terrible. I said, now you know how Wade feels. I said, but if you multiply that just a little, because he's a little bit older, and I go like this. And I said, and he longed to do it. I said, you still got time. God wants to teach us things in our lives, not just to be going through life and say, well, no, I mean, you know, that's the way it is. But he wants you to be a help to others that need help. He wants you to go through things that you walk on things that people say, well, I can't do that. You're right, I can't either. But with Christ, I can do all things. He's my strength. He's the one that encourages me. I had a guy down at work years ago, and none of this wrote down, of course, years ago that I broke in on a job. 6 months later, the boss says, I want you to break him in again. So in that 6 months, he was doing fine until one day he did something wrong. And what do you think he said to me that night? Which he gave me a compliment. I don't want to be Clyde Morgan. That's good, because the world can only take one of us. And I understood that. I understood that. He became bitter by it. And I understood that. But I want to tell you something. That's not the only conversation this guy and me had over the years. I remember one time he was telling me about playing a guitar, and he's talking about his family and everything. And I told him of a church that would fit him like a glove. I mean, like a glove would fit him and his wife and his kids and everything. And as I'm speaking it to him, I'm telling him about the full gospel out in Loveland. Jim Pruitt's church, and I said, you go out there, man, you won't let you sit out in that auditorium if you got any talent that you can give to God. He'll have you up on that platform. If you play guitar, he'll have you doing that. If you sing a song, he'll have you doing that. By the way, don't take the gifts that God has given you over the years and put a cover on them. You need to get the dust off of them. And you know what? Isn't that right, Frank? You need to get the dust off of them and praise the Lord because he's given you the ability to encourage other people. You know what? There's nothing more that will encourage a parent, and I'm saying this from my heart, than to see their own child worshiping the Lord. To see their grandchild worshiping the Lord and not being hindered of it. Not acting like, man, when I sat back in the back the other, it was 2 weeks ago. And I watched Reed like he was directing the music. Just a little kid directing the music. But you know what God showed me? He said, I was directing him because I was leading him, and he was just glorying in it. He was just lost in it. What happened to you being lost in it? You sitting in the contented seat. Well, I got news for you. Over the years, it's been prophesied to this guy, to the Christ in this guy, that I would be a spark. May I come next to you and light your fire? Some of you I want to kick right in the rear. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the God in me. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, we get to a place to where we're comfortable. We don't want to get out of our comfortable seat. But I want to tell you something. Stagnant's not good. Stagnant destroys, and then it spreads. It becomes contagious. And in our lake, it stinks. And in God's waters, I believe it stinks too. It's a stink to his nostril. Now, you think I'm getting on you. Really, I'm encouraging you this morning. I'm encouraging you. Who would hear the word of God to be encouraged? To know that, man, he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He's going to empower you to do more than you've ever thought about ever doing. You know, in the place where you say, I can't do that, you're right, you can't. But when God tells you he can, then he will. And he will in you. Well, I'm not going to keep you. But at 4:30 this morning, God had a pep rally in me. And I want to tell you something. I didn't think I could do that again. But God wants to be more than a pep rally. He wants to be the rally of your life that you rally around so he can rally around you, that where nothing can hinder you or stop you. He wants an army marching forward, standing on your feet. So I'm going to ask you to stand on your feet. And I want to tell you what the Lord wants you to declare today. He wants you to declare enough is enough. Enough of just staying back and enough of just letting go. That's somebody else's problem, you know. That's the teacher's problem, you know. When it's actually the parents or the grandparents. When it's the accountability, you know what? We should look forward to being accountable to the Holy Ghost. Because you know what? I know he comforts those that need comforting. And he convicts those that need convicting. I've told people for years, I want God to give me a convicting spirit. Not for you, but for me. Because if he gives me a convicting spirit, I can be somehow comforted to you. It's not about us. It is all about him. Precious Lord, as we come to you again, the Father, we just ask through the Holy Spirit and by your word that we all get excited through the Holy Ghost. Lord, some of us might not say, hey, that doesn't exist. But Father, you exist in excitement. It's exciting that you're doing new things and fresh and new every day. Father, we know that your mercies are fresh and new every day. And we just ask, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we would see Jesus. And that this world out there would find him in us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. And they all said, amen. Anyone that wants prayer can come forward. If not, you're excused.